So when you don't have the understanding, you can be trapped in thought-based meditation for a very long period. And all the methods and techniques are all based on thought. The thought is the one that creates the meditation description. That's why we call it thought-based. Yeah. So thought-based means when you want to meditate, you ask people for a method and a technique. Then what did they give you? They give you a series of instructions to do things. That one has nothing to do with the meditation as taught by the Buddha, as we all have gone through. A series of instructions to do things has nothing to do with meditation. But traditionally, the approach has actually been taught for so long. The reason being, like I always explain, they don't know how to develop this understanding or awareness. The only instrument they have is thought since birth until now. That is the only instrument they have. Then they realize that thought on its own cannot be silent, cannot be aware. They don't even know there is an awareness within the two minds. So what they do is they force the thought. They want to control the thought. Force the thought not to think so that they can have peace. That's why they come out with methods and techniques. Then, object of meditation, to fix the thought. To prevent the thought from wandering off. Means they anchor the thinking mind, the thought, to an object of meditation. Then they give you a series of instructions, either to focus, concentrate, or note. Or, like the Buddha's case, is not so bad, because he teach anapanasati. He said develop mindfulness of the in and out breath. That one is correct. Means if you develop mindfulness on the object of meditation, that is correct. It's the training of the mind to be aware. But if you have the understanding, you don't have to go through all those thought-based things. You can straight away silence your mind. Use the four support to develop it. So this one is very important. Okay.